Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Merry Christmas to all of our Eastern Orthodox listeners. Yes, Merry Christmas. It is fantastic. I think that is great. Yes. And I think we all know what that means. There's still time to give me a gift. I take cash. Shut up. Cash would be nice. For the other Christmas, the one on December 25th, listeners didn't really come through for me. I was asking for lots of, you know, the cash or gift cards is the easiest way to go. And nothing for Christmas, nothing for Kwanzaa. Well, now this is Eastern Orthodox Christmas, so there's still time to give Dimitri a gift. Just saying. Anyway, live exclusive interview here with Pat Manley, a citizen journalist, a legendary architect, a world headquarters of a Manley Architect Group in Columbus. Is that the name of it? Manley Architecture Group in Columbus, world headquarters, citizen journalist, fan of the show, a big friend of the show, actually, and just a great, great human being, originally from Shadyside. And he's on again with us to talk about what's going on with politics in Ohio, Vivek Ramaswamy. And boy, the more that I hear about this guy, what kind of a snake is he? So we left it, Pat, where he was betraying J.D. Vance. And let's go on from there.
Okay. Yeah. The people that I know, and I'm not saying that I have a lot of contacts in different places, but I have a few here and there, and I trust the people that have been reliable in the past. And when I get the same story from two different people independently that don't work directly together, then that tends to get my attention. But it's my understanding that, that basically Trump fired Vivek from Doge, that he wasn't getting along with Elon Musk, didn't like working underneath of Elon Musk. He was having conflicts with the Doge staff, which was even reported around the Washington, D.C. area by some of the local news agencies at the time, and that he was trying to undermine J.D. Vance. In other words, he was already working on his own campaign and trying to find ways to undermine him because he knows that he, you know, J.D. Vance would most likely be his biggest competitor for running for president in 2028. So the idea was, the way that was explained to me, is that Trump's thinking was that he would go ahead and endorse Vivek to get him out of Washington, D.C., get him back to Ohio, and that there was probably, with his endorsement and being a red state, there's a good likelihood that he could be elected governor. But everyone believes that if he does get elected, he's going to screw it up so badly that nobody would ever want to see the guy in office again. And that,
wow.
I think that's a legitimate theory.
Jeez.
Because
yeah.
The research that we've done on Vivek, we can't find a single instance where he's actually had run a successful business, that he's a terrible administrator, a terrible manager. It's becoming clear that he doesn't understand issues. He doesn't understand average people, blue-collar people, the working class. He comes up with harebrained ideas like, oh, let's just send all the kids to school year-round, you know, for example. And, you know, it just goes on and on. So I think the idea was to get him out of Washington, get him in a less visible place nationally, which would be at the state level, and, you know, with the expectation that he's going to fail. Because if you think about it, you know, Trump's not running. J.D. Vance will, if J.D. Vance does run, I can't imagine him not capturing Ohio if him and Vivek go head-to-head.
No question. Yeah.
You know, so I think it puts a lot of things against him. Now, do I have anything to back that up? No, but everything seems to be following in place. Also, and I believe I mentioned this briefly last week, is that J.D. Vance and Vivek were friends from college. They socialized together, all these other sorts of things. But they've never, since the inauguration a year ago, they've never been in the same building together. They've never mentioned each other's names. J.D. Vance has not endorsed Vivek. J.D. Vance has come home a number of times, as recently as the holidays. He lives in Cincinnati. Vivek lives in Columbus now, actually about 5 or 10 minutes from me. And they've never mentioned one another. They've never invited one another to any of their speaking engagements.
Wow.
So it has all the signs that there's a rift between the two.
Oh, yeah. And J.D. Vance's wife is Indian heritage, too.
Yes. Yeah. And that was sort of a common denominator
right,
with them.
Right.
So the whole thing, when you look at these sort of things, and I've been doing this for a long time, I tried my best to find corroborating evidence and get, when I look to find something, try to find a couple of different other sources to confirm things. And then I also look at patterns and trends and what things have changed, what things haven't changed. And all of that is supportive. I don't know where Casey got his information that he, yesterday when he, on your show, when he basically said the same thing. I have no idea where his information came from, but I've also heard that from other places. So I think there's a lot of validity to it. But long story short, because Trump endorsed, even though Trump has made some bad endorsement and bad hiring decisions, sometimes in politics, and I think he did in this case, he endorsed Vivek not because he likes him, but because he wants to see him fail.
Wow. Some people claim that's the same thing going on here with Mr. Deep Pockets and me, but they would be wrong. They would be, they're wrong, Johnny. They're wrong. So, okay, so there's that. Now, this Casey Puch guy that you actually told me about, that he's some car guy. I know nothing about him, so I started looking at his YouTube videos. He's certainly charismatic. There's no question. Certainly people would like to have a beer with him, no question. And so he's now running because he hates Vivek Ramaswamy even more than you do. And he is running, and so we had him on the show yesterday for the hour. Did you hear the interview, Pat?
Yes, I did. I heard the interview, and then actually early this morning, I got up an extra hour early, and I watched the whole thing again and made some notes. And I've got a few thoughts on that, if you want them.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you make of this guy, this Casey Puch?
Well, my impression is so far... is that I think he is honestly a conservative. I think he legitimately opposes the things that Vivek stands for and the political machine, and he wants to make changes. I don't doubt his sincerity at all. I've watched a number of his YouTube videos from his car business, and he's comfortable in front of the camera because he's been doing it a long time.
Yes.
And like you said, he's charismatic and.
Yep.
He kind of just says what's on his mind, you know, for better or for worse. I think that he's green. He's never run for office, to the best of my knowledge. And I think it showed up in the interview yesterday. You asked him some basic questions that he was unable to answer. So I think it was a lack of preparedness and maybe in-depth knowledge into some of the more basic issues. And I noticed that... just to give you an example or a contrast and an example, like when you asked him about his Omega car, he was very articulate about that. He explained it was really one of the best explanations I've heard about a car that meets all of these environmental standards, even though it's diesel fired and all these other sorts of things. So you can tell that's his world right there. He really knows that and can explain it well. But then I think shortly thereafter, you asked him about his comments on Amy Acton about her being Israel first, and he really couldn't answer you. You talked to him about lawfare and the judges, just to give you an example of a case, but he didn't have anything. You know, he's correct. I think we all know that he is right about the judges, but he didn't have anything in front of him that he prepared or his staff prepared where he could give you an example. And, you know, we saw that around there. But the thing that, you know, so some of that I think is inexperience as a candidate. So I can kind of forgive some of that, you know, in the beginning, because I think people need time to learn to do that. And you, when you're running for office, you really have to ramp it up quite a bit on preparation. But what bothered me the most, to be honest with you, in the thing, and I do like a lot of the things about the guy, but when you started asking him about the Venezuela invasion and Trump's COVID response, back in 2020, he was sort of tiptoeing around Trump.
Yeah.
On one hand, he was saying that, you know, well, I don't like you know, I didn't like the invasion, or I didn't like what was going on.
Bombing Iran.
But kept going back to saying that Trump, well, Trump's our leader and we have to do that. And that bothered me, because a candidate, and especially somebody who's going to be governor, if you feel a certain way, you have to be willing to stand your ground. And if you disagree with Trump, it doesn't mean you hate Trump or you don't support Trump. But if you disagree on a specific issue, you should be have enough backbone in order to say that. And that kind of bothered me. I'm not sure why he did that, because normally when I've watched the things that he's produced and his videos, he's been very demonstrative about the things that he does. But the only, and I didn't think about this until this morning, but maybe the reason that he's tiptoeing around that is that he got lambasted the other day when he came out and supported the invasion in Venezuela, and he got hammered by a lot of his supporters. And I don't know, I think he doesn't know how to react, and I think he realizes he made a big mistake on how he responded to it.
Well,
and if you'll
his
notice,
supporters,
Vivek didn't even say a word about it.
Well, yep, Vivek is now off of social media, which is a huge, huge red flag about this guy. And this was unbelievable to me. He canceled all his accounts on social media, including on Twitter. It's like, what, you can't take the heat, you're getting out of the kitchen? What? I mean, this is unbelievable to me. This is absolutely unbelievable to me.
And I know, in this day and age, because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Demetri, but wouldn't you think that social media is really where people get 95% of their information?
Well, I'll correct you. 95% comes from local talk radio, but the other 5% from Twitter, absolutely. For Vivek Ramaswamy to pull off of Twitter and Instagram and God knows where else he is on, I guess Facebook and all that, to me, it's simply incomprehensible. It screams that he is frightened. It screams that he's got trouble. It screams that he can't take the heat. Donald Trump can take the heat. I can take it. A lot of people can take the heat on, you know, social media and all that. You dish it out. You take it. That's just, you know, put on your big boy pants. Not Vivek Ramaswamy. He can't even take Twitter. He's off of Twitter. This is leadership? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I can't figure it out. I mean, they did say that his campaign team is still doing all that. But yeah, he took it off. He admitted he announced that he took those apps off of his phone so that he's not dealing with it.
Right.
And the irony about that is it was very recently, and I don't have it in front of me, but very recently where he was critical of other people if they can't take the criticism on things. And here he is buckling like a, you know, like a broken swing or something. You know, he just, it's just bizarre. But that is, to me, you're right. Aside from his unethical activities and all the fact that he's just a human being that I would not want to be in the same room with, that tells me a lot about his character as well, that he can't, when the heat gets turned up and things get tough, he can't handle it. And I think, my guess is that, and this is just my own personal opinion, because I've seen this in other venues, like in the sports world and in some, you know, in business sometimes, when you've run across people that have had successes all their life. In other words, they've never had any controversies. They've really had things have come easy to them, and they've been fine. When that day finally comes around where it's not no longer easy, and they find out that people don't agree with them and people don't like them, they don't know how to handle it.
Yep.
And I think that's where he's at. He's been the fair-haired child his entire life and just coddled all the way through, and he doesn't know what to do now.
Yeah, it is amazing to me. I mean, you talk about lack of leadership. At first, when you started talking about Vivek Ramaswamy, I was thinking to myself, look, I like Pat Manley a lot. You're a great guy. I didn't know where this was coming from, because this was all new to me. It's like, well, what if this guy, you know, ran for president, Trump nominated, or not nominated him, but had him on for Doge, and now he's endorsed him, and, you know, he's smart, he's glib, he's a billionaire, this, that, and the other. I had no idea what you were doing at first. But now, I must say, Pat Manley, you were spot on. You really spotted this guy, and I got to tell you, I don't know, I've not heard anyone here in the Upper Ohio Valley, any Republican, any conservative saying, oh yeah, I'm going to vote for Ramaswamy. I've heard zero. I mean, absolutely nothing. And it looks like his campaign is just collapsing in on itself, and it's barely January.
Yeah, I mean, it's really strange because, you know, like you, when I first started looking into him, I actually thought, oh, this is going to be a great guy. Yeah. Young guy, he's dynamic, a fresh face.
Articulate.
You know,
energetic.
Come from an immigrant family, you know, the American way, all these other kind of things. And when I do research on a lot of candidates. I've always done that for years. And I was looking for more good things about him.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought, because we have a hard break here we got to take care of. Make a note there, the good stuff that you were looking for, and we'll be talking more about that, and also more about, is Casey a realistic alternative, this Casey Pooch guy? Was it more than him just not being prepared, or does this guy have ethical issues as well? Stay tuned for that.